Welcome to this very special edition of the KJ Masterclass Live, the show which ensures that you profit from your time spent here with experts, either through the industry insights, information, or simply learning from them. And today we have Jeffrey Krohn. He is a real estate and mindset and fitness coach, real estate expert and mindset and fitness coach. Welcome to the show, Jeff.
Thank you, AJ. Glad to be here.
Same here. And I'm sure a lot of people, not just in India, but across the world, not only today, but tomorrow, audio, video, and even in text, people will be benefiting from you, Jeff, because what we are going to talk about is something very, very important about overcoming challenges, building wealth, and transforming lives. That's what you are doing right now. And so my first question to you, Jeff, is to you talk about, you know, purpose over pleasure, and that is where what creates true joy and fulfillment. But a lot of people believe that pleasure is purpose. Pleasure is their purpose. And, you know, because a lot of people talk about, you know, the YOLO life, you only live once. So how do you say about, because I'll come to your background, you have rebuilt your life after facing such great adversities. And now, not only you have rebuilt the life for yourself, but you are transforming others' lives. So that is where the sense of purpose comes in. What do you see? What do you have to say when you say, when you see where pleasure is the purpose for many people? How do you look at it?
I look at it this way. If you're constantly seeking pleasure and you're constantly seeking that dopamine hit, you'll find it. And the more you find it, the more dull it becomes, the more lackluster it becomes. The law of diminishing marginal returns sets in, and it goes from that first time, that first hit of dopamine and whatever it might be in pleasure seeking, hits very, very hard. And each time it gets less and less and less to the point where you have to do more and more of whatever pleasure seeking you're doing in order to get any type of, I don't even want to call it fulfillment, but potentially high from it, versus the flip side, when you're acting in from your purpose. When you're following a passion, when you're doing the things that you know you need to do, it flips a switch in your mind where it goes from the things that you think you have to do every single day to live a disciplined mindset and live out your purpose end up becoming your passion and your pleasure. And when you're waking up early every morning before 5 a.m. and doing your workout or your meditation or setting your intentions for the day at the start of that, that is not pleasure. You don't like listening to that alarm. You don't like waking up that early and potentially feeling tired. But after enough time of doing it, after putting that purposeful action in place over the pleasure seeking of sleeping in or staying up late and not preparing for the day, you find that it turns into pleasure. And your purpose now mirrors the pleasure, and they become one and the same.
Right, Jeff. Now let's come to your story. In your case, you faced such great difficulties in life. You were a sports person. You wanted to go into that line, and then your heart issues came up, two open heart surgeries, you know. And then, so when a person goes through things like that, he sees not just life, but also the end of life, perhaps very, very close to them, from very close by. And at that point in time, either two of the things happen. You either want to live life the best, the YOLO life, or you want to live the life full of purpose. What is it that kept you towards your purpose in life, that after that you rebuilt it and now you are transforming life? What is it that kept you towards the good purpose of transforming yourself as well as others' lives?
Yeah, you know, to your point, you alluded to my past. I was very, very into athletics, and football ended up being, American football ended up being the sport that I pursued. And I was lucky enough to achieve and attain my goal of signing in the NFL. As we talked about prior to getting on here, that dream came crashing down pretty quick when I found out I had a birth defect that went first undiagnosed and then misdiagnosed. But ultimately was found, had a day of testing at the Cleveland Clinic in Cleveland, Ohio, in the States. and found out after a day of testing I needed to have surgery, and that NFL career, that dream that I had chased for the better part of the first 25 years of my life was now over. And, you know, it's interesting because the purpose during that time was very well defined. It was easy to quantify in my head. I knew what I was working towards. It was a dream. Everything in my life that was designed around fulfilling that dream and that purpose. And when that got pulled, there were a few years of not knowing what to do. You know, I don't want to call it full-on depression, but definitely some lows in, like, what do I do now? Not only did my purpose go away, but my identity went away. Everywhere that I went, I was identified as the quarterback, as the football player, et cetera. And I entered into the business world in real estate and multifamily real estate, which is mainly what I do, is work in large multifamily complexes for a major firm here in the States. But I had to redefine myself. I had to relook at who I was, what my passions were, who I wanted to be. And then in the last few years, what's really shifted for me is I had my third son, three boys, one 15, one almost 3 years old, and one almost 1 year old, Maverick, Jackson, and Leonidas. And what changed for me was realizing that when we're raising young men, specifically in my case, that you have to become the example, you have to walk the walk. And it really became a purpose for me to put down my vices and chase virtues, to put down the pleasure seeking and find my purpose. And I first made my purpose myself, to better myself. And what I found during that was an inspiration. And my purpose has become wanting to help other people find their purpose and live out those dreams themselves.
Right, right. So what was the thing that, you know, that kept you motivated towards keeping the right purpose in mind? Because many a times, you know, people can go in a different path. In your case, it was a health issue, but suppose if it were not a health issue, it were something else, people might go towards, you know, alcohol, looking to drinking a bit more, maybe even drugs. You just seem to, and in your case, it was not a such a small thing. You had been dreaming of, had that purpose of playing, you know, professional football, American football, and that came crashing down with the heart surgeries and all. So one can just go astray. What is it that kept you right on the right path and towards looking at the future in a very positive manner?
Yeah, I think it comes down to discipline. And you know, let's be honest. There are times in all of our lives where we stray and we make bad decisions or we slip into bad habits. And, you know, I think one of the foundations of what I'm trying to do now is the understanding that it's not about motivation. I have a saying, I try to live my life, because motivation comes and goes. It wanes. No one's consistently motivated to do the thing that they want to do. What it comes down to is non-negotiable steps in your life, almost a contract that you write yourself on discipline. And the saying goes, do the things you have to do long enough until they become the things that you love to do. And I think that's where the motivation comes in. You have to love the walk. You have to love the journey, not the destination. Because there's going to be times when you don't want to do the things that you know you have to do. But if it becomes non-negotiable in your head, you stick with that discipline and you're able to continually push after the thing that you want. Some days you might walk 10 steps. Some days you might walk one. Some days you might stand still. But the goal is to not go backwards.
Right. Right, Jeff. So then comes the mindset. You know, you are a mindset coach. And then now, you are training other people into this mindset training. And that is where you have used this, where your mindset training program, it's called Kings Only. So tell us about this program. Why, how did you come across doing this particular thing? What does Kings Only mindset training program is all about? Where does the king come into this mindset training?
It's the old allusion to the king, right? The honor and integrity that kings have, royalty. An old look at a new concept of what it means to be a man, specifically, I think, in the States, but around the world. Right. I think there's a battle for our mind. I think there's a battle for our emotions. And I think it's paying homage to a past of a life of stoicism, a life of discipline, of life of integrity and a life of honor. And really the mindset is changing your mind through fitness and nutrition. It's utilizing those avenues in the stead of your vices. Instead of chasing drink, right? Instead of chasing a drug, instead of chasing some other type of pleasure via a vice, it's dropping down and doing push-ups. It's doing 100 burpees. It's doing 100 sit-ups. It's focusing on your nutrition so you can be healthy. And it's using the avenue of fitness and nutrition to become disciplined, to become a king in a modern day sense.
Right, to become a king in the modern day. So how can people join this program? Who is this program for? And how can they join that program? Is it possible to join just online, or one has to be, you know, in connect with you physically?
No, I designed the program for it to be for anyone, anywhere. I think it would help if people spoke English. That's probably the only limitation in my case. But no, it's designed for any man, but also woman. I mean, if there are queens out there that want to join and learn the same concepts, it's the same thing. But the thought behind it was designed for men, probably fathers, brothers, uncles, even sons. I have a 15-year-old son, for young men that feel lost, that might not have direction that they want to, that have a dream and a motivation to become a better man, to become a king, and need that push. They need the accountability. In my mind, there's a thousand places you can go to learn about nutrition, to learn about fitness. But the key to it is having someone hold you accountable, having someone walk through that fire, arm in arm. There's a saying, a verse in the Bible, as iron sharpens iron, so one man does another. And I think that's very true. And that's the point of Kings Only. I do have a website. It's www.kingsonlymindset.com. And then on my Instagram, which is at King Cron, or my name, Jeff Cron, there's links to the website there. And I post reels and stories and motivational things all the time. But yeah, I would love for people to join the program. Love to help people out anywhere in the world.
Right, Jeff. So I wanted to understand from you, you know, it's almost like a lament when you say that, you know, men in America, where have they gone? I guess I understand it, but I would like to understand from you, because this question is not only being asked, maybe you are asking in the American context, but I guess this is also true in many parts of the world. And a lot of people want to understand. It's not even though the question is correct, it is also correct that it is not very easy to be a man in today's society. So help us understand your perspective on that. And how do you look at things from the mindset training perspective? And how can men who have vanished from the society, the real men who can come back and be the king again?
You know, I follow a lot of influencers here in the state, and I just feel like there's this almost innate push to get back to the core nature of a man, to the savage male, the dangerous male that understands how to control it, right? I think one of the key sayings that I love to follow in my life is I would rather to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war. And it's just all of it. It's from a mindset, from a discipline, from a focus, from a fitness standpoint, to what you're eating, to understanding your blood work, understanding where your testosterone levels are at, understanding the other health factors that you have so you can operate at your maximum from a physical, mental, and spiritual standpoint. I think it's understanding what your relationship is with the universe, with God, with the foundation, the source, however you might want to look at that, but being able to quiet your mind and becoming a conduit for whatever it is that you believe via meditation, prayer, whatever religious venture you might go down. But it's getting back to those foundational aspects. And then it's leading. And I think it's leading by example. I think words have lost their meaning. I think we're so inundated with information from around the globe and from different social media and other online outlets that messages.
Yeah.
you hear me?
Yes, Jeff. Yeah.
Sorry about that. I had an interruption.
Not at all. You can have the best of technology everywhere in the world, but you know, technology rules us in some way or the other because we cannot control them.
Exactly. But right. But what I was saying is I think the biggest key to re-becoming men or kings in our society again is your word has to be your bond. We have to walk as examples. We have to lead as examples. I would much rather follow someone that's doing the things that I want to become versus listening to the words of someone who's not following through.
Right. So my last question to you, Jeff, is that seeing life from so close and then rebuilding it and now transforming life, living the life of your purpose. Now, when you see, you are very young still, and looking at the life now, not only towards the past, but also towards the future, how do you see your life? What is your purpose now looking at the future?
Yeah, that's a great question. And if I was going to answer myopically, and as of right now, my motivation every day is to wake up and show my sons what it means to be a man, what it means to be a king. I think the biggest form of neglect is for a father to not show his true potential to his children. And I want to show them through the walking of my actions, not my words, what it means to not only be a man, but show them that anything is possible, anything they put their mind to, anything that they study hard enough, anything that they work towards, they'll be able to accomplish. And then I want to take that message to the world and help other people that are inclined to hear it and want to follow that path as well.
Absolutely. Anything is possible. What better message than can that be for your children, for the next generation? With these great words of wisdom, it's a wrap on this very special edition of the KJ Masterclass Live. Thank you so much indeed for joining us.
Thank you, AJ.